This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined in the studio by Jo Simmons. Hello.
Hi.
Now, you've got a brand new book out. It's My Parents Cancelled My Birthday. That's and right. It focuses on Tom. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
So Tom is about to have a birthday, as the title suggests. Mm-hmm. And he's super, super excited about it because it's not only just a birthday, it's his lucky birthday, which is like a sort of family tradition. And then things start to go wrong. And as the title kind of tells you, his birthday gets cancelled. And this is a major problem for him. So he goes on a big mission to sort of try and fix his family. And then in the end, without giving too much away, just to kind of organise his own celebrations.
I really felt for Tom because I am a big believer in birthdays. Yeah. Like, I properly celebrate them as much as I can. So when it was like his mum and dad are like, you know what, Tom, maybe we'll just, can we postpone it? Can we push it back? I was heartbroken
just
for
awful,
him.
Just awful, isn't it? Yeah. It's the worst. And for me, so I've got real sob story. My birthday is this terrible, terrible time of the year. It's January the 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's like probably the worst date in the entire calendar to have a birthday because nobody wants to go out, nobody wants to celebrate. When I was a kid, my parents used to forget to buy me anything. And then if they did, they either got it in the sales and then they sometimes wrapped it in Christmas paper.
No!
So birthday's a really sore point for me and I've never actually had a really fantastic celebration for my birthday. Not really ever because I've tried to arrange stuff and I just know that my friends, they don't want to go out on January 3rd.
Well, yeah,
and
because people in that kind of December 15th to January-ish bracket, yeah.
It's tricky.
Other stuff is going on.
Definitely. And by the other side of Christmas and New Year, everyone's had enough. So, so that was kind of why it was a real live issue for me. But I know from my own children that birthdays are just a huge, huge deal. They're just so important. And why not? And it's like that time as a child when it's all about you and that's so exciting. And so to have it cancelled and parents just be all flaky and go, oh, we can't really do it. Sorry, just got a lot on. I just thought that's just miserable. That shouldn't, you know, that's a terrible, terrible thing to happen to a child.
And for Tom as well, it's his lucky birthday.
Yes, it's his lucky birthday, which is like his family tradition where when the date of your birthday coincides with your age, so his is the 11th of August and he's going to turn 11, then it's your ta-da, lucky birthday. And so he was expecting not only a brilliant birthday, but like an extra brilliant birthday.
I really felt for him as well because I have an August birthday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, see, my youngest son is August 29th.
Oh, wow.
Which is just awful.
Yeah.
In every respect. So he's the youngest in the year and everyone's always on holiday when it's his birthday.
Yeah, I know that pain entirely. Although I did like not being at school.
Yeah, but that's, for then people are away and it's really hard to pull a little party together or get, you know, get everyone round. So, yeah. But August birthday pain.
They can be quite tricky. Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I was like, I think me and Tom are kindred spirits. In the book, though, he has stuff with his parents going on as well. His mum and dad are kind of in difficult places. Mum's working too much.
Yeah.
His dad is writing a book.
Yes.
Perhaps, maybe.
Yes, sort of, trying.
And Nan's going through a bit of a tough time herself.
She's going through a tough time. It was kind of the idea that, I mean, this is from a grown-up perspective and having children, but I think a lot of families are kind of just about coping with life. And often children are the victims of like their parents being very busy, a little bit preoccupied with their own stuff. So as you said, Tom's dad's trying to get this book off the ground. He spends a lot of time trying to write, but actually also spends a lot of time making dinner and putting it off. As a result, his mum's always working, so she's kind of preoccupied as well. And then at the start of the book, there's this terrible tragedy involving a pig falling off a roof. And that means his nana is also very preoccupied with her problems. And so poor Tom just gets overlooked. And I think sometimes that happens to lots of kids.
But I do love the relationship he has with his sister, with Meg.
Yes.
And they decide together to make it a really good birthday and to get all his pals out and to make sure he has a great day.
Yeah, he just, in the end, he's like, I'm going to organise this for myself. And he's just like, designs his own birthday and goes a bit freestyle with how he would actually like to do it. And he's got about £8 to spend and that's it.
You've got to say, he pulls it off. He does quite an interesting job. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for the readers, but it's definitely worth.
Yeah, and there's a few little, you know, curveballs come in as well out of the left field. But yeah, all good fun.
And you've also got Johnny in the book.
Yes.
Who was a character in one of your other books.
That's right. So Johnny was the main character in I Swapped My Brother on the Internet, which was the book that came out before this. And I just thought it would be fun for him to pop up and be part of Tom's friendship group.
Yeah.
And it's actually given me the idea. So the next book I'm working on has got Keith in, who is Tom's best friend. So the focus is going to move
I was going to say, are you going to do something for everyone in the friendship group?
I don't know.
Please do it for Keith, because Keith seems like an interesting character.
Keith is a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with writing him at the moment. So watch this space. But yeah, it wasn't intended as a series. I Swapped My Brother was just a single book on its own. But it was fun to write, and suddenly it just became fun to think, well, can we not make it absolutely a series, but have these guys all connected in some way? So it's sort of grown quite organically.
That's cool. It's like a bit of an Easter egg, isn't it? Like, yeah. You just kind of nod to it, like, oh, if you read that book, you'll know it, but you don't have to have read the other book.
Exactly. Yeah. That was definitely the plan. Yeah.
It's perfect. And can I ask, what was your favourite ever birthday present? I mean, I know it's been tricky for you, but...
I've had some real duds over the years. In the back of the book, actually, my editor asked me that so that we could put it in the back of the book. And I really struggled to think of anything. And I came up with an electric toothbrush.
Right.
Which I got this year. And I'm thrilled with it.
Okay. Well, that's the important thing, because it's your thing.
And my teeth have never been cleaner. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Well, that's as long as you're happy.
I'm happy. I know that for a lot of people that would be underwhelming.
But
it ticked the box for me.
But I guess after Christmas and New Year.
Where are you going to go? That. Exactly.
Yeah, quite useful. This is the first time you've been at Fun Kids, I believe. And with every author, the first time they come here, we have a little quickfire round of questions to ask them. Just to get a feel for who you are.
That's worrying.
No pressure, obviously, at all. Don't worry about it. First up, books or Kindles?
Oh, books?
I love your outrage at that. Really, books.
I would never have a Kindle.
Interesting.
I like a book in my hands.
Okay, it's the smell of the pages.
Old school.
As well, right?
I'm old. Come on.
No, it's fine. Every author says the same thing. Heroes or villains?
Both. Or is that a cheat?
No, you can say
can
that,
you go both?
Yeah, well,
because you can't really have one without the other.
That's true. That's a good point. Warwick University or Cardiff University?
I went. Oh my! No way.
I've done my research.
Oh, you have. Well, Warwick University. I was there for 3 years. That was a lot of fun. Cardiff. I met my future husband.
Oh,
there.
I see.
So maybe I got to go Cardiff.
Probably should, just for...
In case he's listening.
Yeah, just to save face more than anything else. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Let's go TV adaptation, because at the moment, the TV adaptations are just acing it, aren't they?
Little Netflix series. Yeah, why not?
For sure.
Johnny or Tom?
I like Tom. I like Tom.
Okay, that was a genuine answer. I appreciate that. Writing or reading?
Well... I'm writing at the moment, and you wouldn't believe how difficult it is, so I'm going to go reading.
Reading, okay, yeah. That's one a lot of authors do struggle with, actually, surprisingly. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, Narnia.
Narnia, straight away. Laptop or write by hand?
Both.
Really? Do you write by hand?
Not in depth, but at some, like, notes and thoughts. Always have a notebook, and then pop them onto screen when I'm feeling ready.
Oh, interesting. I just thought that'd be too labour-intensive.
Yeah, maybe it is. I probably should think about that.
I'm not critiquing it if it works.
No, I could do with the advice, to be honest.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Do you know, I haven't read a lot of Jacqueline Wilson, which is, you know, not good of me, but I have read a lot of Roald Dahl, so go with him.
Birthdays or Christmas? Now, tricky question here.
They're both a bit of a... Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel sad for you.
I know, you should.
Yeah, I'd always go birthday straight away. Bookshop visit or school tour?
Schools.
Schools? Okay. Yep. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
Probably 9 to 5.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I write, let's say that.
I mean, the way you said that, it sounds like, we'll say it, but it's not true. It sounds good, though.
Well, it sounds more exciting if you go, I write at 3 a.m. for 3 hours, and then I go out for a run, and then I sleep for an hour. And then
nobody does that,
I don't do that.
No, I wouldn't have believed anybody if they said that to me. Pigs or zebras?
Zebras. I went to Botswana last summer and saw a lot of zebras, and they're great.
Oh, wow.
And their stripes go right up into their mane, like perfectly up.
Oh.
It's the nicest thing.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't expect to learn that today, but I'm delighted I was.
You're welcome.
And finally, the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar every time.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Thank you.
I never judge anybody on any of the answers
except
apart from
the crisps.
That one. That's how I know whether I like them or not. So salt and vinegar is the correct answer. Therefore, you passed my test.
Thank you very much.
My secret test. Joe, the book is out right now.
So, right? 11th of July, I think
11th
it
of
is,
July,
isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So my parents cancelled my birthday. You can see it because it's a beautiful cover as well. It's
got that's Nathan Reed did the illustrations. He's super clever.
They are really, really good picks. And they're all inside the book as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, Joe, thank you so much for coming by.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Pop by when you've written that Keith book, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.